What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Boss Man Show is one of my happy interviews. This is a guy I know personally. Come see him in his office. The Kennesaw State Isles, Commerce USA now. My man, Pitt, Antoine Pettway. Pitt, oh. To you offline, man. I'm so happy for you because I know all the work hard work you put in, man, and just seeing you succeed on Saturday night, man, it warmed my heart, brother.
No, God is good, man. I appreciate that. God is so good. You know, these guys just keep responding every time they get challenged. 3 days, three tough games. We went to Huntsville with a mission, you know, on a mission. And the mission was to take over the whole city of Huntsville, paint it black and gold, and bring their hardware back to Kennesaw State University. My boys did it. They did it.
And, Pitt, when I watched it on TV, man, it seemed like it was a Kennesaw State home game back on campus, man.
Talk to me. I told you.
It seemed like it was a home game for you guys, bro.
Hey, our nation came out in full effect. Full effect, like they were there on Saturday. They came out. I'm telling you, that was a home game inside of the Von Braun Arena. Like Kennesaw painted that whole city black and gold on the street. But I'm telling you, they did that all year. You know, they were behind this team, this community here in Kennesaw, the students, just the whole universe. They got behind them, this team, and I'm telling you, my guys feed off it.
No doubt, bro. And like we were talking about offline, man. I mean, Amir was there, man, on that run. Amir made, man, and just hearing him do the aisles, saying, you don't want to go to war with the aisles, man, and getting hype and banging behind the basket, man. Just that environment in there is like, it's one of a kind. Because I remember how I used to be before Amir got there and before you took over, man. It was quite a church mouse in that arena. And seeing the way it is now, man, it's like, Bullets really built this thing and you sustained it, man. Like, it's beautiful to see, bro. I know how you used to be.
Yep. No, it's a blessing, man. We got a real home court advantage. So you go around our league, you know, you ask other coaches, we got one of the best home court advantage in the Conference USA. And, you know, it's a testament to the students, to this community, man. I appreciate our fans so much. Our nation is alive and well, baby.
And Pat, talk about the alignment you need from like with Milton and above Milton President, because when you have that right alignment, bro, you can't win. You don't need to get the resources you need to help retain guys and get them what they need for his meals. Man, talk about that piece of it as well, bro.
Listen, everybody wonder why we're doing some special things here is because we have special people in the right positions. I started at the very top, President Cat. She's one of the best friends. She came to the game. She's always supporting our team. Our guys know her. She know them. We see her on campus. She's always there, always visible, and knowing that you have her support means everything. And then my athletic director, man, like, this dude has done such a tremendous job. He's such a great leader. And you see it throughout our athletic department, not just with what we're doing in basketball, but you look at what Jerry Mack did in football. We went and hired that guy. You look at what Coach Cole is doing in baseball. You look what Keith does in volleyball year in and year out. You look at what my girl Lauren is doing in lacrosse. And then Coach Kale with track and field. Like this ain't no football school. This ain't no basketball school. This is a championship school. Like those are championship programs, championship level programs I just named. And that's all at Kennesaw State. And so, like, we are, like, super blessed to literally have an athletic director who gets it. Like, Milton Overton gets it. And so, like, I'm just super blessed to be in the position I'm in.
No doubt. And Penn, talk about this man, the community. You got Kennesaw, you got Bartow County, you got Cherokee County, yeah. Fulton, you know, Douglas County, all these folks who come out and support you all from around this community.
Oh,
and
yeah.
talk about how being visible in the community of Kennesaw and surrounding areas has helped you get the advance from just the common fame when come out and support you guys.
Yeah, no, it's so much talent in this area. And so I don't know how many Georgia guys we got on here, but we got a bunch of Southeast and East guys on this roster. And, it's always great. My staff does a great job. They get out and they recruit this area. We don't have to go anywhere, to be honest, man. Like, it's so much talent, so much homegrown talent that just wants to be a part of something bigger than themselves. And so we try to get out as much as we can. And then when we get a chance to just be out in the community, like fellowshipping with other coaches, that's the other part. I think people always talk about the talent. But sometimes we forget about the level of coaching that's all around this area as well. When you look at these national AAU programs, some of these high school coaches are nationally known. Like the coaching that these kids are getting in this area, you know, you can be successful just being right here in the mix, man, and bringing these dudes home.
No doubt, bro. And I want to ask you, man, like, it was hard for me, man, because, you know, I'm cool with you, Talvin, and Konzo, man.
Oh, they're my guys now.
I said, either way, I can't lose, but I want my man to win, Pat, because I know how much it means to you. I know it's tough going against Talvin, a great coach, a great person, and then WKU and Sam Houston State, man. You're a competitor. I know you enjoy the challenge of beating these teams, man, and helping your guys go out there and get that job done in Huntsville.
Yes, no, this league is full of talented players, but also, like I just, it's full of great, great coaches. Like my man Hooten at New Mexico State, my guy Tavin, like that's one of my closest dudes in the league. We talk, it's crazy. We saw each other on the other side of the bracket. And so when we got there on, I think the first game was Tuesday night, we sat and talked, watched the Missouri State game, and we were like, man, listen. Let's meet up in the championship, man. That's the plan. Like, meet up in the championship. However it go. You know what I mean? One of us need to get it. And that's kind of what we said before the tournament started. And so when we shook hands, I don't know if you got a chance to see that. When we shook hands, we said, hey, we said it. That's what we were like. We spoke this into existence, man. Let's go have a good one. Let's compete. Like, if you don't get it, we happy for you. If I get it, I know you'll be happy for me. If you get it, I'll be happy for you. And that's just a mutual respect we have. But, like, Coach McKay, like, I don't think he gets enough credit too about the kind of caliber coach he is at Liberty. What he's done that's the blueprint for building a program. What he's done there, you know, and just talking to those guys at the end of the game, man, talking to Quanzo Martin, like talking to Hooten, like, we got Mudge. I got a chance to speak to him over at South Sam Houston. Like, we got some wonderful big time coaches in this league, man. So every night you got to lace some boots up, put that hard hat on, and be ready to go and be prepared.
It's funny you said that. The Hootens always tell me. I was talking to him on the show, Ted. He always tells me how you was guy. Hootens always tell me, you
that's know, my guy, man. Hey,
Boy is my guy.
Who can do it, man? Who every time we play it's a battle, man, because he just. Like his boys take on his persona, his personality, man. So they tough, they feisty. I love it. I love the way he coach, man. I'm telling you, we got a group of good dudes in this league. They can really do it.
No doubt, Pat. This man, like, for you, man, you know, you guys got hot at the right time. And oh, yeah. What did you see leading up in that practice week before you went to Huntsville to kind of say, hey, we got some here brewing here.
Yeah, no, we had dropped two, but you know, after that New Mexico State game, I just talked to the guys. Hey, man, it's a brand new season. I just need everything you got. No stats matter. Just it's all about winning. We're in the tournament. Let's go win it. And you could just see that, like you said, the week of the week, the practice week before heading to Huntsville, you could see our guys, just their mental was in such a good place. They're in, like, such a great place, like, that they love each other and they want to keep this whole streak, this whole ride going. And like you said, we got hot at the right time, but it's all, like, these guys want it. They really want to be successful. It means something to them to play with each other. It means something to them to wear that Kennesaw State jersey. And, man, I'm as happy as I can be.
And Pat, let me ask you this, man. A lot of times fans don't understand how important these guys are. Your scout team, getting you ready for these tough opponents, giving you the right looks. And what I saw from your team, bro, was like connectivity. Everybody was happy in their role, knowing they had with managers, support staff, trainers, coach. Like, talk about the sacrifice of those young men who want to play, but know that scout team role is so important. Get you guys ready to play every night.
So we know our munch rock solid. You know what I mean? The S in solid stands for sacrifice. And not just the players, but everybody in our program has to sacrifice. At some point, we all going to have to sacrifice for the greater good of the group, of the unit. And, like, man, I tip my hat to Chuck, to EJ, Dozy, Nigel, all those guys, man. Blake, when I GA, like, they make it their business to give us a good look before every single game. They get no glory for it, you know what I mean? But they go out every single practice and they prepare us, you know, and they even coaching our boys while they out there. You know, Chuck, hey, man, you got to get up. You got to guard. You know, they're pushing our dudes to guard the right way, and they affect winning for us as much as anybody. But, like, I got great managers that are selfless, that do whatever it takes. They come in. I ask my boys to be in the gym all the time. When you look in there, you're going to see them with players that are hurt. You're going to see them with managers rebounding for them. You're going to see them with GAs rebounding. Like, we got a great, great thing going on.
No doubt, brother. I can see it's very visible on TV. The connected that you guys really, really, really are. And talk about established culture. You know, in this world of the portal, man, and guys have their own agenda, man. Talk about establishing a culture and having guys that you can recruit their families and ready to recruit them as well to say, hey, this is the right culture for you. If you want to be about winning ways, winning habits, come to Kennesaw State.
That's it, man. Like, winning is always at the forefront. And that's what I want people, when they watch us play, they see that, like, my guys got a true will to win. And, you know, that starts with, you know, the character in the locker room and the standards you put in place. And I think we put a standard of work, a standard of, that we're going to be one of the toughest teams in the country, one of the hardest playing teams in the country. And we're going to put that on display every time you put that jersey on. But, like, I really, like, just follow my belief. I didn't go portal crazy. A lot of people do and recruit guys for 2 weeks. I think we're one of the few teams in the country that start all guys that we recruited out of high school from day one. You know, RJ, Frank were two of the first guys I signed when I got here. B. Lou, he was in that sophomore class. And then Amir and then Trey Simpson, they're both in this freshman class right here. So we recruited all these dudes where we got a chance to know their families. It wasn't a speed dating like you do in the portal 2 weeks and you're trying to sign them, offering money. No, we got a chance to dig in and know these guys and know what makes them tick. And I think that helps me coach better. You know, and so, you know, and with the guys we did go to the portal with, Perry Smith Jr., we hit the jackpot. Incredible young man. Straight winner. He's had a huge impact. Like, and then Jaden Harris, another one. Huge impact on our team. You saw Jay Harris have 18 points in the championship game. There's a kid that was in our league that basically needed somewhere to come as a senior, and we brought him into the family. And from day one, him and Perry this has been their home. They have integrated their seven to this team. And so, you know, we're going to continue to do what we believe in, you know, fight to try to get the right kind of people in that locker room. And I think we did. And we put a standard in place that I'm proud of. We're going to play hard. We're going to compete. It's going to be a brawl every time you see Kennesaw State.
No doubt. And talk about this too, Pat. It's like, for you, man, being on national stage playing Gonzaga, the whole world can know about this beautiful diamond in the rough, this gym, Kennesaw State. How cool is it to have people nationally now know about what this whole team's about in the next few days coming up?
But my guys deserve that, and I want that for them so bad, man. I want them to go out here and play well and just continue to be us, because I want the country to pay attention to what we got going on. You know what I mean? I think, you know, the state of Georgia and surround like this, the people starting to recognize that we play good ball and we got some really good players and we do it the right way. This when you get to this national stage right here, this is what it's about in March. You're playing meaningful basketball. We practice today. Like a lot of people, like, they're not able to say we actually got a chance to practice today and go compete and be together. Like, we don't want this ride to end anytime soon. So we're gonna go out there and compete. We're gonna go give it everything we got, and we're gonna beat Kennesaw State.
Last one for you, guy, Pitt. I know you y'all did this prep last night with you and your staff. So what are you seeing from Gonzaga and Mark Few on film so far?
You know, Mark Few is Mark Few, man. Legend. You know, he's a legend in this game, man. He's done so much. He built the program like that. That Gonzaga is a national powerhouse. And so they always routinely going to have a lot of talented guys. But I think he coaches them the right way. He makes them play the right way. Like, they always going to be well organized. They play extremely fast and aggressive when they're in transition. But they also can play a lot of ways. They can win a lot of ways. They got one of the best bigs in the country. And, like, he's just year in, year out going to always be in the tournament. He's going to always be in National Coach of the Year conversations just because of what he's done. So I'm going to be honest, it's a privilege, you know, for me to be on this cross the sideline for him. You know, I can't wait to tip it up. My team compete against his. But he definitely, man, he's a legend in this world of coaching, man. And I respect everything he's done with that program.
No doubt, with Pitt, but I'm gonna be cheering like hell for you, brother. You know that, man. Yeah. And I'm happy to call you a friend, help somebody yes, I know sir. Personally, man. So
no doubt.
I couldn't be zoning any happier for you, my brother. And I look forward to seeing you guys play, my guy.
I appreciate that, bro, man. You be safe, man. Thank you for having me on, man. Go out. Our nation, lock in. Let's go get us a W, man. Let's find a way.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show. Twitter at Boss Man Show and Facebook Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.